Welcome to Crack at the Rootless. It's a weekly podcast show full of chat, laughter, guests and tastings. This week we've no guests and no tastings.
What?
Unfortunately.
Did you drink all the beer then that we were going to taste this week?
I sold it all last night.
You sold it?
Yeah, it all got sold last night. So and I'm a businesswoman, so rather than taste it here for free, I flogged it all last night. So I'm sorry about that, Ewan.
So I was ready for me mixers.
No, we could do it next week, maybe.
Well, unless you sell them all again.
Unless I sell them all again, which is good. I want to sell them all. But what I'll do next week is have extras put in and put them aside in the thing. But
you sold the show.
We sold out last night, yes. But that's okay. So
see you all again next week then.
See you all again next. Thanks for coming. Bye now. But thanks for coming, actually, yes. We'll do something else. We'll talk about something else. We're going to wing it. We're fine. We can wing it. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. Loads of brilliant things going on this weekend.
There is. That's true.
I've got really good things going on this weekend. I sold out of all the mixers last night, but I had some brilliant conversations in the at the event with different people. So to have a few chats about some crack that we had. It is crack in the rootless after all, so we might as well have a look and see what they're saying. I am, as always, accompanied here by Ewan Rankin. Hello, Ewan. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm dry.
Dry. Oh, dear.
I haven't drunk anything on the anticipation of filling myself with mixers today. I didn't want to bloat myself.
Is it drunk or drank? Is it drunk? Oh, you said that very definitively. It's definitely drunk.
No, I haven't drunk anything. Mm. But if you're saying I drank something, it's in the past tense, but...
Drunk. I haven't drunk it.
I haven't drank anything. I don't know.
Did they drink it? What's drank?
I'm not an English teacher.
I'm
not an English teacher.
I just push the
buttons.
Yeah, I know. I just always struggle with that when I'm writing stuff. You just push the buttons. You give me a look to say, shut up, Mary.
I'm the hired help. I just push the buttons.
So this week we're going to talk about a few really good up-and-coming carnivals. There's a beer festival going on in Digbeth as well, so we'll have a chat about that. Get you in that little bit more thirsty.
The pub's up this weekend, isn't it?
Pub's up this weekend, yay!
Saturday?
Yeah, really excited. So we've got...
it's a media event.
A media event. Yes, we've got a journalist coming down and they want to do a story about the Rootless Pub, how it started, where it came from, and obviously the inflatable pub is the big showcase.
So Mary says, do you know anywhere that's big enough to put the pub up? Yeah. Yes. Do you know anywhere there'd be people might want to come and have a few beers?
Yes.
Yeah, my rugby club.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes, there
are captive audience.
So, yeah. So we've got the rugby club coming down. I've got a few clients, old clients that have had parties in the past come in. We've got family things like that. So it's a closed event, it's just a private one, but all very exciting. Lots of photographs, the video being done, and so hopefully next week I'll be on the sofa with them, Holly and Phil, having a good old chinwag. It might happen.
The maximum aspiration is that we get to go and speak to Holly and Phil.
Yeah, what's wrong with Holly and Phil? That'd be really good. Really good fun.
Yes, I wasn't being facetious.
I thought you were. You normally are.
Oh, Holly and Phil.
Stop it. Don't say anything about Holly and Phil. Right. So let's start winging it.
Oh, 5 minutes in, what we covered?
Nothing. But that's sometimes what happens in the pub. You've got to get a bit of a conversation going first of all, and then all of a sudden it starts flowing. And this is what we're doing now. Right. Okay. First of all, last night we had a conversation.
I can't get over you sold the bloody mixers. I'm still sorry.
I have to sell them. I'm in business. I have to sell them. That makes me money to pay for your podcast.
True. This isn't cheap.
But very well worth it. I've had a lot of exposure at it. But yeah, you could be a bit cheaper, but never mind. We'll leave it there. It's very worth it. Okay.
Right then.
I've got two things I want to talk about. One is nicknames.
We're not repeating mine.
Okay, we won't do yours. We'll talk about mine. Ewan has a really, really funny nickname for me.
Because
ago.
She's actually quite famous. I'll tell you
whatever.
Who she later, but no, she is.
Is she?
Yeah.
Now we really want to know the nickname. No. Okay. Could you not just say it without divulging who it is?
No. It's it would identify her pretty quickly.
Would it?
Yeah, yeah. No, moving on.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about mine. So when I was, obviously it's all about me, so let's talk about me. So in my old job, I had a nickname that came from my old manager, a guy called Wayne Pope, who was one of the best managers I have ever had.
Right.
And very soon, I was probably in the job about maybe about a month, month and a half. And he was running a training course in really, it was a beautiful premises, gorgeous building, training course in there, all roomed in, about 10 people around the table.
Right.
And I brought in my coffee and with me, I hadn't had a chance to finish my coffee. So Wayne was a really funny guy. Still is. Still a really funny guy. Very, very fast-witted. And we would bounce each off each other really fast. In this training course, he said a joke that at the time I was, you know, when you're only half listening to something.
Yeah, yeah.
Only half listening. After about 30 seconds, it kicked in what he'd said. And I put in then, I'd taken a mouthful of coffee.
Oh, you sprayed it.
And I was wearing a white coat at the time.
Oh, nice.
It went all over the place. And since then, he always called me Costa.
Costa.
I was Costa for after that.
So that's your nickname? That's
my nickname. Well, not anymore.
Marie-Louise Costa Blun.
Marie-Louise Costa Blun. Costa Fortune.
It does sound a bit like a drug dealer.
Yeah, it does. I was thinking that. I think, I don't know if that sounds good, actually. Could get me an investigation, that could. I have the CIA after me.
If you've got a great nickname
and
the story behind it, send it to us.
I think, yeah. Nicknames are brilliant. And especially if it's a nickname that has stuck with you throughout your life and you just haven't been able to shake it. Like, I was quite lucky. I could shake that one. I just left the job, really. I just left it behind.
Or if you've got a popular nickname that you know, but you don't know why you've got it.
Yeah, I like this. The rugby guys do this, don't they?
Yeah, my rugby club did it.
Yeah.
You had a nickname, but you didn't know why you had it.
Yeah, that would drive me insane. If someone was calling me something and I didn't know why.
My old rugby club.
Yeah. Your old rugby club. Still your rugby club.
No, it's not this one.
Is this a different one? So
you yeah, I used to play at Mansfield.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't play in the Southern Midlands. But there was a few people there had nicknames that they didn't know why they had them.
Yeah, I couldn't handle that. I'd be...
Aubergine. Stewart.
Why Aubergine?
He was the first team prop.
Hmm?
He was the first team prop.
First team prop?
Yeah. And his nickname was Aubergine.
Why was he called Aubergine?
Got stuffed every weekend.
Your nicknames are funny. Some people are really smart. I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't think of nicknames. Some people are really clever how they think of their nickname. Not me. I'm not that. I can bounce off other people's wit, but I'm not great at coming up with my own.
Cool.
Right. Okay. Winging it's not working. Right. Let's go on to what's coming up this weekend. So we have the Digbeth Beer Central 2019. Or we can talk about Summer in Southside that's coming up next
Summer
weekend.
Summer in Southside. No, that was the first one we talked about. I thought that was the running order then.
Well, yeah, I was just going to do what was this
we
weekend.
Prepared,
Summer
in
the South Side is next Maybe weekend. Not. That's fine. We're all right. So Summer in the South Side is next weekend. And that's basically a big, it's a celebration of 50 years since the first space. Go down and read it.
Brilliant.
See that? See up the top? There's a big moon.
Yeah, yeah.
See that one there? That is a massive inflatable moon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a big inflatable.
Do you think I can click it?
Right, is it? It's doing the rounds at the moment of the UK, but it's absolutely enormous. It's a big thing. So they're going to have that down there in...
crack at the inflatable moon.
Crack at the inflatable moon, yeah. But the horse box is going to be there. So we've got a bar down there on the...
Oh, nice.
And a big sectioned off area.
Now, this is family and pantomime. So this is run through the Hippodrome, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Birmingham.
So the Hippodrome there, the festival organisers of it. But obviously it's Southside as well that are helping organise it. So, but yeah, it's a really brilliant family day. And they're going to, there's loads of different interactive things that people can do and get involved in. And they can come and do loads of arts and crafts and things like that. So it's a really fantastic Sunday, and it's free. So
the pictures look great. Amazing.
Yeah, it is a really good one, yeah. So they do a summer in Southside every year, but they change the theme of it. So this year it's space. Pretty cool.
If you want to go, there's the web address just popped up there. So it's birminghamhippodrome.com calendar, summer in Southside 2019.
Yeah.
We did find actually that if you put in summer in Southside, it comes up with the 2015 festival. You have to put Birmingham after it to get the 2019 one up.
Yeah, so Birmingham or the Google 2019. There. Yeah, there's a bit of an checking. SEO problem going on there, but the it is definitely it's definitely this weekend. Next weekend that's coming on.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a good one to plan to go to. Which one are you going to next?
Hailsown Carnival.
That's another one. That is a real up-and-coming local carnival that goes on in Hailsown. So this is the third year they've done it. And each year it's got bigger and bigger and bigger. But they have loads of live local bands around there. They've got music stalls, all different things like that. But it's a really good one. So it's organised by a guy called Stuart Henley. And he gets a lot of support from people all around him and things like that. So it's a really good one to go to.
So it's at Highfield Park, and it's free. And that's the other thing, is the Hippodrome one's free as well, isn't
free.
It?
Free, yeah.
You know, you need to go to Eventbrite if you want to get onto the Hailsown Carnival one, but the other one is at the Hippodrome. But they're both free events, which is kind of cool.
Free. Yeah, they're both free. You can just turn up. They're both free. I think more and more festival organisers now are starting to... I think it depends on what kind of acts you're getting in there. Obviously, if they're getting in really big acts, they need tickets so that they can see, because they're going to be so much popular. So you've got to control how many people are coming and things like that. But for these medium-sized ones, they can do it just on the door and everyone coming in. And,
brilliant.
And have, which is great as well for people with families, because you never know how your kids are going to be on the day.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah, so Hailsown Carnival, that is a really cool one.
Have you been to this one before?
I went to it last year.
Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
The busy.
Yeah. Really fun busy. Dog show. As well.
Yeah, fun dog show. That seemed to be really popular on last year as well. There's a lot of people hanging around there. But yeah, really good one.
And the next one then, I'm looking forward to this, but I'm not going, unfortunately.
You're not going
to? No, I've got other stuff to do on the weekend, so I can't go
to it this weekend.
Excuse the skip behind us being filled.
Yeah, is that what's happening?
That's what the bang is, yeah, sorry. slick, we're slick. This is slick.
Yeah, we're fine, we're all right. We'll get better.
Central Beer Festival.
Yeah, this is another big one. So this is by the guys that organised the London one, Edinburgh one, Manchester.
Yeah.
It's basically a festival that travels around the country. Very, very popular and very well ran. And you get lots and lots of really good local beers that you can taste. They do talkings and things like that about it, telling you about different bits and pieces. We'll just ignore it and go over it. We're going to have to.
I have no idea what that noise is.
It sounds like drilling.
Someone's decided to drill.
Yeah, we'll just ignore
it. It's been quiet all morning.
Just blank it off. It's going to be fine.
It's just snoring. It's really bad snoring.
Snoring is
it's
the really, podcast that bad. That
it's really bad snoring. Yeah. No. Well, they're not listening to the podcast. That's why they're snoring. So so I was talking to David Glenwright from Great British Beer Festival.
Yeah.
That's next month.
So, is that next month?
Yeah, we'll have to get him on for that.
Yeah.
And talk about
it. Yeah, I want to go to that.
Yes, yeah.
That's gonna be really, really good.
Yeah, I think Tuesday is the trade day, and then it's on the Monday's the trade day, and then it's Tuesday, and it runs all the way through.
We'll have to go do a live from there.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
I think I can't go on the first day. Mm-hmm. I think I've already got some. It's soon. I'll check it out while we're doing
We'll have a look at that. Yeah, we'll sort that out. That would be a good one to go to. Yeah.
If you want to buy a ticket though, you need to buy tickets to go to Beer Central.
Yeah, because that is a prime example of one that is extremely popular.
Yeah.
And they've got to, obviously, health and safety and all things like that. And also, when it's that popular, you don't want people turning up on the day queuing for 4 hours and saying, we're full.
Yeah.
So that's why that's ticketed. Not sure how much the tickets are. They're not a lot, I don't think.
No refunds will be given at discretion. An admin fee of £10 per ticket. Mm.
Probably about 20 quid.
There isn't a price. Can't see a price. Have I missed it?
That's probably when you go in to buy it. They tell you the ticket price.
So what do you get?
Select if you're going to buy one.
Buy tickets. So I clicked that before and it came to this page.
Right.
And it just said your passport plus.
You want to take your passport.
Tickets.
Mm.
And it just brings me back here anyway. There we go. Tells me what's included, entry to the event, and get to the bottom and there's nowhere to buy tickets.
What's that plus? Is it upside buy tickets?
No, I've just pressed that. It doesn't. I don't know.
What's in there?
I don't know. It's a cool website, but there's nowhere to buy the ticket.
There has
oh,
to
here
be.
We go. Got to be. There is has this, to this, be. No. Select session. Here we go.
There we go.
Select session.
Oh, there you go. So oh, select go. Opening night.
So we'll go on the opening night.
Yeah, and it's going to be.
It's £40 for an early bird, £42. Sold out. Standard VIP, standard £45, VIP £65.
Right, so it's a bit pricey.
That's quite a lot.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a lot. But like I said, extremely, extremely popular.
Yeah, no. What's included? Because there was a bit where it told you what was included. Entry to the event, your allotted session time, all the breweries, access on the street, food bazaar, a world of great beer, unlimited small pours, hundreds of beers, unlimited small pours of 100mm or whatever beer from any brewery.
Right, okay.
Hundreds of beers from 80 breweries, selection of ciders, wines, gins, whiskies, and soft drinks, and also love, knowledge, and experience of all the breweries, free glass, wonderful beer tasting. That you come with it. So.
Actually, that's really good.
Yeah, you get to try a lot of beers.
So you're paying the 100
mils is good. And that's your little snorters,
and
yeah.
And it's unlimited. And you got your wine, everything in it. That's £40, basically, and that's all it's going to cost you, apart from your food.
Yeah, food's not included.
Yeah,
and merchandise isn't included. So there you go. Yeah, that's really good, actually.
Yeah, that's really good.
It was a bit bit hard to buy tickets.
Yeah. But found it in the end. That's actually quite a good price, that is.
Yeah. I can't go, though.
No.
I want to go.
I can't go.
I can't drink beer 2 days running either. Did St. Patrick's Day and it was horrible.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, I can't. I'm too old for that now. It kills me. One night out and I'm like.
The next day's wasted.
Next day's wasted. That is what happens, yeah. I always have to, before I have anything, can do anything, I look at the diary for the next day and I go, oh, can I afford to mess that up? The answer is normally no, you can't.
So held, it's at Digbeth, isn't it, this one?
Yeah, it's in Digbeth.
In Digbeth. Yeah. Tickets are £45, £60, £65. Normal
but
session.
That sounds a lot, but that includes I think that is fantastic.
And there's a £3 booking fee on top.
Yeah.
But that's the same price for all of them.
Yeah.
It looks like, because the Saturday social's the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
So have a look. You said VIP. What's different? What do you get if you go for the VIP ticket?
Just talk amongst yourselves.
That's fine. Well, look, it's always interesting to see how, because I tell you what I did look at the other day while you were looking for that. The Solihull Summerfest, Tudor Grange Park.
Tudor Grange Park's a lovely park.
It's a lovely park and it's a big festival that goes on. They get some really good bands there, but that's expensive. There's some really expensive tickets on there.
Mm. So access gets you 15 minutes early
right.
for VIP. You get a festival tote goodie bag with our collaboration beers and a T-shirt. So you get a few beers with that. Yeah?
Mm.
You also get access to some special beers and kegs at the festival
that
other people won't. You get reserved seating for VIP tickets.
Oh, I'd pay for that. Yeah.
And you get a unique code for 20% off additional session tickets for any other session of your choice. So effectively, you can have VIP tickets because you look at the price change. You can have effectively VIP tickets every day if you buy one VIP ticket for the same price as standard on the other days, on the other sessions. So, plus you get all the stuff that's in your standard tickets.
So might be worthwhile.
I really wish I could go. I do. Mm. I went to Great British Beer Festival a couple of years ago.
How was that?
And I really enjoyed that. That was really good fun. Mm. I bought a helmet, which I don't know why.
Tell
I wore that all day. Yeah, I wore that all day. I wore me. I've got a grey T-shirt that's got a grey Union Jack on it. I wore that all day, which was really cool. That was nice. It was a really pleasant day.
Why a helmet? How did a helmet come?
There was someone there selling helmets, and I'd had enough beer that I just thought that buying a helmet was a good idea. And yeah. I wore it for the rest of the day. There's two of them in the loft because I bought one for my son as well. God. He wasn't there. I just brought it home for him.
He was a helmet, son.
Yeah.
Has he gone on his?
It was a leopard. It was a military helmet, but was in leopard print. So.
Oh my god!
But anyway, so I actually got I had a chili beer at the start, and I only had a snifter of it, you know, just to try it, and it ruined me for about four hours. Yeah,
I don't like things like that. The is that your phone going off?
Yeah, sorry, I'll put it on silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not keen on those chili types of things, especially at the early night.
It tasted lovely, but the problem was I tasted bugger all after it.
That's the problem. Yeah. I think they're nice if you're just going to have a little bit of something. Or with a meal, they're also lovely. Those types of things are really lovely.
Well, I did speak to David about the fact, I went to the Great British Festival, because he's one of the organisers, and he said, I told him about the chilli thing. He says, yeah. He says, they're great to try, but they're the last ones you try.
Yeah. It's almost like they ruin the rest of the night for you, because your mouth just numbs up and your palate goes
numb.
I hear fingers. Oh, I'm putting it in properly now. That's better. Right. Okay. So the other thing. How beautiful is the weather?
It's going to be fantastic tomorrow. The weather forecast is excellent for tomorrow. So the pub should be absolutely roasting.
Yeah. Not inside, because we can take out all the. It's a usable space in the summer. We can take out all the panels.
Oh right.
Yes, so you can take out all the panels, and then it just turns into a tubular structure. So that means we get cross breeze going through all the. So if it's in the summer, we can still get it.
So yours does get toasty in the winter, you said, if you zip it up. But if you leave it unzipped, and I've been in it when it's unzipped on a cold day, and it's fudging freezing.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, on a cold day, you have to seal it up. And if you do seal it up, though, you can put some heating in and things like that as well. Yeah, so it's cool. Something that's usable through. I don't use it as much in the winter, only just because it's logistically harder to do. In the winter. Horse box and the normal bears.
Yeah.
And the pub is summer. Nice.
Yeah, lovely.
So that is that there. So hopefully the weather's going to be really nice this weekend, as it is today. Hence why I've got my fan line. Actually, we had another wardrobe malfunction, as I didn't. I'm actually taped in at the moment. It's come undone again. Oh, no.
Murray has learnt the secrets of entertainment industry, which is use and keep lots of tape around. Double-sided carpet tape.
Brass straps. Those white things.
You weren't supposed to say anything.
But they're starting to come out now, though.
Well, of course. It's only double-sided carpet tape, mate. It's not stunt.
Carpet tape?
It's not stunt level of retention.
My boobs aren't that big. They need industrial tape.
Stunt tape.
Stunt tape to keep them in place.
last thing then is a bit of a plug for one of your favourite breweries, is it not?
Fixed Wheel.
Yeah. We've got a lot of favourite breweries, that's to be said.
I quite like a lot of breweries, Fixed Wheel Brewery are really good. They've got a brilliant website. I absolutely love their website. It's really easy to navigate through and things like that and find out what's going on in it. But they do loads and loads of events either in their tap room. Open most Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and they've got a micro pop-up pub in Main Street Lye as well. So it's a teeny, eeny, weeny little place, but they've got the six tap lines on, so you can try most of their stuff. It's really nice.
And you know the joke about Lye, don't you?
No, what?
Would you call a Chinaman who lives between Dudley and Stourbridge?
I don't know.
Yam in Lye.
Hmm?
Yam in Lye.
Yam in Lye. Don't tell any more jokes.
People from the black country.
I've got it.
Yao Min Lai.
Andrew would have got that one straight away because he's from around there.
I might have long places there. Lai might not be between Dudley and Stourbridge, but it'll do for the joke.
Back to Fixville Brewery. So if you look at all their branding, it's up on stage there. Up on the screen. All their branding is really, really cool. So they they love cycling.
It is cool. Yeah. So Fixed Wheel and Flywheel.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fixed Wheel and Flywheel. So they do all, they love cycling. So all of their beers, all of their branding, all of their pump clips, everything like that are all either named around or they're all, the pump clips all have something to do with bikes and things like that on it. But they're really good and different cycling tours and things like that. I actually used these. I did a wedding about a month and a half ago. And the bride and groom were the same thing. They loved going on cycling tours and things like that. And the beer we put on was from Fixed Wheel, because it just, it made the bar blended really well into the...
So if you can manage to get it and not sell it, can we have a few of these to taste?
I'll buy some extra. They do, they bottle theirs. You can get some of theirs in bottles. And they're in Lye, you can do the in the micropub. You can take stuff away, they do take away. So yes, okay, I'm going to go and get some over. Would do.
I need to come over and come on the show and bring loads of beers to try.
Yeah. See, there's pretty well.
50% of their images are bikes.
I told you.
They've got a problem, haven't they? They really have.
No, I think problem, it's, but, you know, it's consistency of branding. It's not fetish. They just like it. I think it's really good. They've decided what they want to go for and what they're passionate about. No, totally.
I love the logos, and I love the names as well.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
I want the Black East Stout. I do really like stouts. Nice. I like me stouts and porters. Yeah.
That Black East Stout is really nice. And that Chain Reaction is nice as well. That's one of the ones we had on at the bar.
It says a pale ale. Is it like an IPA, though, where it's really hoppy, or is it quite?
Medium hoppy. It's not really, really hoppy. It's kind of a run-of-the-mill one. And it's 4.2 as well. So
Now, after our episode last week of Ubu,
yes.
I went out and bought 3 bottles of Ubu to have on Sunday. Yeah, I had some on Sunday night at a barbie. And I have to say, I'm a new Ubu devotee.
Ubu guy.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do now. We're going to expand your whole beer portfolio.
No, I totally see. That's what I was saying last week. Because I try a certain beer, and if it's really hoppy, it's like, wah, and then it puts me off the entire range of stuff. I'm totally open for being educated, and also as well, I don't know that if you do get a hoppy beer, there's probably a way to taste it, like there is to taste with whiskies and stuff that I probably get wrong.
Yeah, but this, to be honest, I'd love to learn all that stuff as well, because I know how to serve it and things like that. But I'm not a wine people are called sommeliers. What's a beer person? Because there's loads out there that are actually experts in tasting beers and all the different stuff. About Davies one, isn't it?
Davies one, we'll get him on. But the thing is, so the other thing as well with the Ubu, I put them in the fridge and then I took them out. I had the first one and it was too cold, and I took the others out of the fridge because I enjoyed, because we had the one at room temperature in here, and I really enjoyed that big chocolatey flavour. And that didn't come out when I put it in the fridge, so I kept
it
out.
If you chill them too much, it almost...
So that's what I'm saying. You see, the point there, I'm actually not enjoying beers, but actually all I've done with like Uber, I would reckon that the rich chocolatey flavours get masked by the coldness, but the hops still come through. So all I'm tasting is hops, and I don't like hops. So I think I don't get the subtleties, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
But that will change.
We're on it. We're on a journey together.
We're on a journey together, journey of podcasting craziness. Crazy. Oh, that's crazy. You don't like that, do you?
I'm crazy, mate.
Crazy. Why don't you like crazy?
No, you're not.
I was going to say something.
You're just needy.
You're just needy, yeah. I was going to say something. He was like, don't say you're crazy. I don't like people say they're crazy. What's wrong with crazy?
No, it's just people that say they're
crazy.
Come
on, let's go crazy. Woo-hoo!
People that say that they're a bit wild aren't. They're just boring and a bit needy.
I'm not boring or needy.
Real crazy people are the ones who are crazy but think they're normal.
Yeah. That's me.
See, you're not, because you said it. You're just needy.
I'm not needy. Stop saying I'm needy. I'm not needy at all.
Don't ever say you're crazy, because that'll prove you're not. There you go.
I'm crazy.
Right. What are we doing next week? Are we tasting anything next week?
Next week, we are hopefully going to taste
I'm well aware
something.
Of the fact that this is not a promise.
This is not a promise. Yeah, no, we will. We'll have something on for tasting next week for definite. And we are also going to get a guest on next week.
Well, we're hoping to have Summer and Southside, aren't we?
Yeah, we're hoping to get Summer and Southside next week, but that's not confirmed yet.
Because
they can't use all their systems for Skype. It's all on lockdown.
Yeah, no.
So if that's possible, we're going to get the organizer, festival organizer on from that. But we're also going to have Jane Weaver on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I know Jane. No one else will.
No one else will, but they will after next week.
Jane is a serial entrepreneur, is she not?
Jane is a very, very inspirational woman. So I met Jane when I first started BNI, the networking group that I'm part of. And I went in there purely as a a virgin networker. I've never networked with that before. And so she was actually a great person for me to meet because she's really supportive. But she has a journey where she basically was a PA. The company was being sold. She decided she really liked the company.
Right.
So made it happen that she could buy it by getting shareholders involved, pulling people in, and actually bought the company and built it into an extremely successful company.
Yeah.
That she's now sold and is doing a lot of business consultancy and things like that for other people. But she's someone that's always kept grounded, has a really good laugh, but is very, very inspirational to me. So she's going to come in, we're going to have a bit of a laugh. She's like a blonde bombshell.
Cool. Is she coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to pop in. So we're going to, it'd be much better if she's in here. And we're on the new one next week, aren't we?
Yes, we're in the new place.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah, we'll move everything out after this week.
So big surprises for next week.
Last time that you'll see me sat at the desk here.
Yes.
I'll be in there. We've got a mobile system. We're going to be in the pub doing the podcast.
Yeah. Behind the bar. That's going to be good. In behind the bar. We won't have pumps, but we can pretend.
We'll have fake pumps.
We've got fake pumps as
well. Yeah, we'll have fake pumps.
Yeah. Right, I think we better wrap it up
fake,
there.
Fake fire, real beer.
Fake fire, real beer. Fake fire, real beer.
You're going to start using that.
I will do. I always forget to use it. I'm not great at using the taglines. Do you know what I'm going to start using? I spoke to Gavin, my youngest, the other week. He's our tech guy, he calls himself.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start using a sound tag on the front of any videos that go out and things like that. So he got one that was really good. It's like a bottle opened up and you go coming out like that. And so every time anything goes out, every time I do anything like that, that will be on the front of it.
Okay. Cool.
What do you think about that?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Huh? Have you not seen anyone else doing it?
Yeah, but I've not seen what he's picked.
Oh.
We'll talk about it after.
All right. Okay. I'll talk about it after.
Fine. I'm not averse. I'm just saying, don't ask me to comment on something I haven't heard.
Right. Ewan, how can people contact you if they want to?
It's only taken 3 weeks. 3 weeks to remember to ask me where I am.
The first thing I thought this morning was,
I'm not going to reply this week now, just for that.
Okay, so if anyone wants to contact me.
My name is Ewan Rankin. I'm a Birmingham-based photographer. You can get me at 12 Space Media on Instagram and 12spacemedia.com as a website. Also, I run a podcasting network called the British Tech Network, which is thebritishtechnetwork.com. And the Crack at the Rootless is part of that network because that's where it's hosted. So mm-hmm. Murray's got the hosting here. And you've been accepted on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes now.
We're on iTunes. We've got an audio podcast and we've got a video podcast, both on iTunes. So you need to get along. Just put in the Crack at the Rootless and you'll find it in iTunes. Give us a review. Say whatever you like. We'll read a few of them out next week when we've got a few more in. Yeah. And you can put down whatever you fancy and we'll read it.
And even put in their suggestions, comments, things like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because we can bounce off those next week.
Well, people can send us emails as well. Where could they send us an email?
Yeah. So emails, if you send those through to Mary, M-A-R-I-E, at therootlesspub.com. You can just send those through or just take a look on our website as well. So www.therootlesspub.com.
Brilliant. And we'll add in features that we won't do.
Yes.
like tasting mixers.
God, I'll bring the mixers.
Just making sure you never forget them again.
I've had a few days of getting on men's nerves. Because we had the job on last night, I had the van and I switched and I gave my car to my partner, the wonderful Andrew. So he came, we went down to the unit, I went off in the van, and when he finished up there about a few hours later, he came out and got in the car. And next thing I got a photograph through on WhatsApp. This is the second time this has happened. I'm not happy. The red light was on the car, on the petrol, on the diesel.
You used all the petrol.
Yeah. Well, it's marked. It doesn't care that I used the petrol. I just hadn't refilled it. I think it's a typical woman's thing. I always look and I go, I've got another 20 miles before I need to bother with that. It's going to work. But men, as soon as it comes on, men always goes, oh, I better fill that up straight away. So, yeah. So sorry about the mixers. Sorry about the diesel engine.
There you go. Apology accepted. There
Thank
we
you.
We'll okay. move on now. I've shed it.
Is it gone now?
Yeah, it's gone now. It's been gone.
Okay,
yeah.
Fab. Right, let's wind up now because I think we've
okay, mate.
We've wung it as much as we can.
See you
wung
next
it,
week.
Wang it.
It started with a lesson in English that I couldn't answer, and now we're finishing with it. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Take care.